ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, B. LaPage, Justin Tyler, and Alex Zelbu.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our man of the booth, Boothman.
Boothman.
And guys, I heard, I was reading Twitter today, which is a popular website on
Twitter.
The internet.
Wait, hold on. If it's popular, then Pete will be on. Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Whoever tweeted out about our show said there was going to be some big news from one of the hosts.
That's weird.
Big news.
What's been going on?
Well, I just want to mention, I mean, we had big news last week, but I assume
what
it
was
be
the
some
big news
new
last week?
I
wasn't here, so.
The big news last week, we announced that you were engaged.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So that's old accurate. News.
Yeah. Oh, that's old news.
And then we talked about it was going to be Pete and Alex's Arrow Hour.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That sounds...
So that was even bigger news.
It's a shame that I missed that.
Yeah.
How
so,
was it?
Who tweeted that? Who had the big news?
Yeah, who has the big
who,
news?
Who was it? I don't know. Is there another host we don't have?
I'm
why didn't
sure.
I tweeted it? I didn't know that you already told that I was engaged. I figured I could share that with the fucking crowd.
No.
All right, great.
That's a little theater move. I thought you knew that, called Stealing Your Thunder.
Yeah, classic.
Classic Zalbin move.
All the way back to Aristophanes and the frogs, I believe.
It's true. Stole the second to lead actor would always step in front of the lead actor.
He called me the lead actor.
And say,
he called me the lead actor. Did you hear that?
It's my time to shine.
Yeah. So would you call yourself the second lead? Are you the romantic interest in this one?
No, I'm the character actor.
Yeah.
Pete is the villain.
Yeah. As
clearly.
Usual. And I'm the hero? I'm the leading man?
Yeah, who dies at the end.
Ah,
yeah.
Perfect. Very tragic.
Shakespearean tragedy,
the show. Real quick, when is the end? I wanted to get some stuff done.
Judging by certain sides, I would say very close.
Ooh, very good.
So tell the people how you did it. You take a knee? Were you romantic? Were you a dick about it?
How
what happened?
Were you a dick about it?
Yeah, I was a real dick.
Well, you are kind of a dick, so I thought maybe you'd continue
that.
Yeah.
Did you go up to her and you're like, hey, fuck you, we're getting married?
You throw a ring in her face and be like,
throw a ring,
take this.
A whoopee cushion, and just a slip and slide.
And a hammer.
I know what you did. You bought her a copy of the Green Arrow Black Canary wedding issue. And you're like, what do you think?
And she was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm Green Arrow and you're Black Canary.
She was like, we can get married as soon as you get rid of all these 7,000 comics in your apartment.
And you were like, never.
Yeah, she's not right for you.
Deal breaker.
Yeah.
Seriously, how'd you do it, asshole?
We had a first kiss at this in this sort of restaurant that overlooks the Manhattan skyline. So I
had there. Can I just interrupt?
Sure.
So if you went from first kiss to wedding proposal, that is moving too quick.
You think? Well, I met her that morning.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Anyways.
And then the other half of it was years ago I brought a door home. And I was like, I'm going to build a table out of this door.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, yeah, right. And I was like, I definitely will. I come from a history of carpentry. And then I never did. Because you know what's hard? Building furniture.
Yeah.
That was like 3 years ago. And then the weeks leading up to it, I built the table with the help of my brother, who actually is in carpentry, and built the table, carted it up on this roof thing, had a nice ring, proposed. Yes, she was in shock for 20 minutes, and then we were away all last week. And
was she in static shock?
That's not...
I'm just trying to relate this back to comic
books. Oh, sorry. Is this too off-topic for you?
A little bit.
Oh, geez.
What was the door? Was it one of the door to the crossroads of infinity?
Ooh,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it had a big – it was Spider-Man was painted on the top of it. That's what we're hoping for.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Even if it's really old news, we're very excited to hear
but
it.
But, Justin, you're already married.
Yeah, what's up, you cheating asshole?
Oh, yeah, that was something that came up last week. So for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time – Several years ago.
Yeah.
Pete and Justin got Jedi married on
We've
this
been married
show.
For years.
Yeah. The force is strong with this one.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, boy.
Well, we're still Jedi married.
Okay.
So, with you, I do Jedi stuff, and then with her, I do, real romance stuff.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's so you're getting Star Trek married with her or something?
Yeah. I'm covering all
the
bases.
That would be you. You would Star Trek marry him.
Yeah, we could get Star Trek married.
Doctor
we
Who
could be
married.
Worf and Deanna Troy at the end of the series.
You don't think we'd be more like Riker and Beverly Crusher? Wait, that's not right.
That's not accurate.
Riker and Deanna Troy.
Well, there's it's suspect. We could be like Picard and Crusher and have an awkward romance where we have tea all the time.
I'm very in love with you.
Yeah. I'm replaceable for one season.
That was my Beverly Crusher voice.
Hey, I thought that was Picard.
This opening bit's been going on pretty long, guys.
We got to stretch for time somehow. But I'm very excited about the guests that we have on tonight's show. Us!
We are our own guests tonight.
Welcome, us.
Give it up
welcome.
For the guests.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. Sit down.
We don't need guests because our opinions are that strong.
Yes.
Unfortunately, our guests had to cancel due to family/friend issues. We hope everything goes all right.
Friends and family plan.
Yeah, but we have enough stuff to talk about this week.
A lot going on.
Huge week for comics.
Yeah.
First of all, anything going on with you guys, comic-wise? Any big news that happened to you?
Well, I actually decided this week I need to start getting rid of my comics.
Yeah?
I honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to, like, choose which ones I want to keep and which ones to give away.
I feel like I talked about this on the show last week, but I started going through my old comics because they're basically falling off the shelves of my closet.
Yeah.
So I started leaving stuff out on the stoop, which I was initially worried about, but I then felt good because a bunch of kids were coming by taking the comics. I was like, you take that issue of Crossed Kid.
Yeah, so you're scarring the residents of Park Slope.
But going through it is crazy. The amount of series that I have completely forgotten about. Good series, like Crossing Midnight by Mike Carey.
I remember that.
That was awesome. But then all of these Final Crisis spinoffs and two-issue series that I clearly bought every single issue of and will never read again.
Well, that's why I was like, man, am I going to hold on to Trinity? No. No.
Right.
Easy to get rid of that. But like all those like little mini-series where it's like a four-issue Image series or a Vertigo series.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, of course. Those are interesting. And
it was tough, but I kind of had to turn off my brain with the way I was coming at it and sort of just say, okay, what am I honestly going to read again?
Yeah.
At any point.
No.
So,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. So, you know, I saved, I think, all of Astonishing X-Men, all of the issues of that.
Good.
I saved Manhunter.
Because
I don't know
if that's been totally collected
at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. Stuff like that
I thought maybe they're not going to collect.
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to rebuy in a collection. That's what I kept.
The only one I got rid of, I put on my stoop, was Walking Dead 1.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, your mint condition copy signed by Kirkman.
Yeah.
The one where he said, this is a binding contract with Tony Moore.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that.
This will never go anywhere, so we're all cool, right?
Dude.
Yeah, right, dude?
Now, let me ask you, when you guys go through old comics, does that also bring you back to, you know,
that
like
time?
Certain memories and that time a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Like
of
if
the
you
comics or the show or?
Well, of life. Because
I don't
like,
remember doing this show.
Yeah, no,
ever?
We were all born onto this with a microphone in our hand.
I believe that's true.
No, because like sometimes when you hear a song, it'll take you back, or if you smell something, it takes you back to a specific moment.
Yeah, I did end up saving a couple of comics like that that I had a specific memory with.
Mm.
Hilariously, I'm not remembering a single one.
Great memory. I have such a forgettable memory with that.
But anything that you know, I remember specifically getting at a convention, or actually one that I do have a specific memory with, I saved Spider-Man Human Torch number 3.
Oh, your
favorite.
Which
is one of my favorite comics of all time, but also one of the first big guests we had on the show. Steal my thunder. One of the first big guests we had on the show was DL
Slott. What up?
DL Hughley.
Dan Slott, and I asked him to sign it because I
love
that issue.
Like that,
and it was the first comic, I think, that I actually got signed.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Left that out on the
And
stoop.
Did he write, like, hey, keep reading because I'm going to ruin fucking Spider-Man?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, the entire plot of Superior Spider-Man right on the front. It's weird how much they put in these signings.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I have one box, one short box, that I have all the ones that I know I'll never get rid of, and that's my entire run of Starman. All of his appearance is great, right?
Yeah.
All of the Bone issues that I have. And all my Sandman issues. Those are the three complete series.
Cool. Sandman reminded me, totally off topic, but on the topic of Sandman, I met Neil Gaiman this week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which was pretty awesome.
Well, you've been waiting outside his hotel for a long time.
Inside of his hotel.
Oh, wow. Great. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did you talk to him about when he held up that sign that says, I like comic book club?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, Matt Donnelly made?
So
no, I didn't
what,
bring that up. We were talking about Sandman, and he was super cool and very bowled over at the response.
Are you saying that Neil Gaiman's a cool guy?
He's a cool
dude.
Call
that
breaking
guys,
news.
News for
breaking
Comic Book
news
Club.
On the show. No, he's great. He was saying one of the big things that I took away that I really thought was funny that he said. He was saying there was a lot of pressure on him for the first issue, not just from him, but knowing people wanted this to be good.
Yeah.
And when he finally got the reaction to the first issue, the major reaction he got from people was people saying, wow, this reads like Sandman. His reaction was like, what was it supposed to read like?
What were you
exactly
thinking?
And then he said, now the pressure, of course, is on because people are like, wow, that first issue was great. What about issue number two?
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Did you remember when I fell in love with him at New York Comic Con?
I was thinking about that the entire time. you could probably go back and watch that video on Newsarama. You could literally see hearts coming out of Justin's eyes.
Yep.
I was sitting on
He just started talking.
He did. Well, you were sitting on those high stools, and I remember I was sitting on the floor looking up at you guys, and you were just like,
yeah, it was dreamy.
For me, I never get rid of Eastman and Laird's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
And I had a cool moment where I was in the comic book shop the other day, and they're reprinting all the old Eastman and Laird's.
So
and
you felt like 50 years old.
Well, sure, that, but I also was like, yeah, I've been fucking saying that.
Reminds me, here's some news you should be excited about. There's going to be no Casey Jones in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. What do you think about that?
Great.
It's fucking... Well, first off, I don't have high expectations for this movie. I hope it's awesome, but since he fucking ruined Transformers, I'm not... Maybe Casey Jones not being in it will be a little piece of my childhood I get to save and hold on to.
Huh. So you love Casey Jones?
Yeah, who the fuck doesn't?
Most everyone, I think.
What?
Everybody loves Casey Jones.
Justin, go get engaged or something. Get out.
Oh, that's the one thing
changed.
I already did. Yeah.
You've changed.
Yeah,
you've
this
been
is a
married,
huge Casey Jones. Yeah, I'm not married.
You're married to Casey Jones?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he just has a bunch of sporting equipment. Right?
Who do you think would win in a fight, Casey Jones or Negan from The Walking Dead?
Casey Jones has a hockey
or
stick.
Or NFL Super Pro.
Oh, Super Pro is
Super
very
Pro,
powerful.
Super Pro.
Yeah. Oh, Sportsmaster.
Well, of course, let's not forget Sportsmaster. Wow, what a bunch of shitty characters. What
guys,
a series of the worst characters we just listed.
I think we're going to move on to our next section, which we like to call the Stack.
Yeah!
All right. In the Stack, we're going to talk about some books that we particularly like this week. Go to bat for them.
Great. And then Casey Jones.
Great. I'm gonna...
Let's do Pete's pick first. This is Deadpool, number 19.
Yeah!
From Marvel Comics. So, Pete, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So this kind of wraps up the good, the bad, and the ugly, part five of five. And what I really like about this is kind of like a touching – you get to see Deadpool doing stuff that is very smart and also very touching in this. So it's a fun, different kind of side to Deadpool.
Yeah, where's the laughs? It's not fun.
Where's the
well,
ha-ha?
Sometimes,
make us laugh, buddy, man.
You know, there's more than one kind of little – trick to people. They have many
what
different
many
things.
Facets
yeah that make up a person, so this you get to see a different side. And for me, that's tricky, because if you like something about somebody and it doesn't feel right, you're immediately pulled out of the comic. But these guys do this so well.
But
it did
feel right.
Yeah, it felt really well, really well done. And I really liked how this issue ended in this series. So
I feel like it really touched.
Yeah,
Pete.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's weird. That's a different side of you I've never seen before.
Yeah,
I mean, it's making me very uncomfortable.
It doesn't make sense to me. I am uncomfortable.
Fit.
Yeah, it doesn't fit at all.
Oh, well, I'm
it
sorry.
Makes me want to drop you reading you.
Well, it's
such a big change.
To be perfectly honest, Pete, your continuity has gotten very confusing.
Yeah. And let me tell you, the
but
art
this
is terrible. Yeah.
This is Posehn's last issue, right? No?
What gave you that idea?
Okay, never mind then. I thought
now
it was a good way to go out.
It's a good way to go. It's true. Yeah, this is the last one they're putting Staples in, though, right? No?
No, because you...
Oh, nothing's going to
change? Next Deadpool
sorry,
is...
Sorry, this is the last issue with
Black
Deadpool,
Urn.
Right?
That's an
oh,
annual.
That's the annual.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just a one-shot.
Okay, good. Well, that's good news.
But this is the last Marvel comic that I'll be putting in. Oh, okay. I knew there was some sort of milestone.
Yeah. Yeah, Stan Lee shut off that light on the way out. took one look back.
Excelsior.
He said, then the credits came up.
No more cameos. He said and walked out.
And then he died.
Yeah, you must have loved his cameo in
Thor
2. Yeah.
Yep. I can't believe he was inside the hammer the whole time.
I can't believe you haven't seen that.
What did you think about all the other parts of Thor 2?
I thought that the hammer was very well thrown.
Yeah?
I thought that it truly was a dark
so
world.
So you host a talk show about comic books where we talk about...
Co-host.
I'm the leading man, all right?
I forgot.
I haven't seen Thor 2 yet. I was doing other life things briefly.
I was also doing life things. I found time to see Thor 2.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, take care of yourself, kid.
Yep.
My actual child.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Well, this will later be used as evidence against you.
Yep, that's fine.
Podcast.
I've lived.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you truly lived. You went to see a movie.
Yep.
This issue of Deadpool, I agree. It was very, I really liked it. I like seeing Deadpool be a little bit more, because I feel like that's what's been great about the character throughout his whole history, is he has this goofy side,
yep.
And he's always being, you know, he's the real merc with a mouth.
Yeah.
But he also has this underlying sadness. And he had all the experimentation been done on him, and he also is a hero at his core, even though he does all this fucked up stuff. And when Deadpool is being written the best, it's when you get to see both sides of that. And I think this run has gotten to that point where it's on
it's
par with
dark
any,
and kind
it's
of fucked
really
up
good.
Along
I think
the
it's
way.
On par with all of the great Deadpool runs from back in the day.
I agree.
And this was great. The flashback stuff I really liked. And excited to see where it goes. It could really go anywhere.
Art is also very good in here. That's Declan Shalvey, right?
Yep.
He's great.
Yeah.
I would
really good.
I would disagree with you when you talk about all the great Deadpool runs, just because I feel like the weird part is, even though we have an amazing comedian writing this, I feel like some of the Daniel Way stuff was a lot sillier.
Yeah.
Like then this has – it's been kind of really creative and really fun – but, like, the leaving a fight for a taco was kind of really kind of silly and lighthearted.
Yeah.
Where this is kind of...
Well, even comedians have their dark side. Just like every rocker has a soft side.
Yeah.
Like, remember when November Rain came out?
All right, let's move on with your pick. Superman Wonder Woman, number 2 from DC Comics.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
A huge shocker, a relationship book that Justin likes.
Well, you know, I have the softest side. Because I'm the only one on the show that's not a sociopath.
You probably went to see Thor the Soft World.
Yeah, exactly. Which is a great softcore pornography film. I found.
What?
This comic is about Superman and Wonder Woman fighting crimes and disasters and also falling in love. Which is, can you imagine a better life?
Well, we don't know if they're falling in love.
They're in love.
That hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yes, it has.
Yeah,
they're dating,
it has.
Dude.
They're dating.
No, I mean, you don't see any sign of that. They're just hanging out together, really.
They're going on... What? Do you know what a date is? They're on a capital D date at in the first issue of this.
Well, this isn't the first issue. This is the second issue.
Second issue.
They've
they go back...
a bunch of times already.
Superman meets the family and gets in a little scrap. So in this issue, in the last issue, they encounter Doomsday. He is very angry and hurts Wonder Woman. Superman, very mad. So they go to Hephaestus, and Wonder Woman's like, hey, bro, make Superman some armor. And then Apollo shows up, and it's like, hey, man, I'm the older brother here, so, like, be nice. And Superman's like, we'll see about that. And then they get in a fight, and it's awesome.
Well, you're wrong, but yes, that does happen. First of all, his brother's a dick, and then Superman's like, hey, shouldn't you be cool? And he's like, fuck that, I'm a god. And then Superman's like, well, I can hit you then.
Well,
and
no,
then
Hephaestus is also her brother.
Oh,
he's the trolley-looking
guy.
Oh,
my bad. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Apollo.
Read
so
Greek mythology.
This is
you were kind of vague, so it's tough to...
When I said brother, that's...
They don't get in a fight. Hephaestus
Some people
doesn't...
have more than one brother, you should know.
Yeah, well, first of all,
that
when he dropped...
possible.
Yeah.
That wasn't the real fight. The Apollo was the fight.
That's what I meant.
So when you said the fight, you know... You weren't talking about the
good issues. Issue, well drawn. This is all about Superman meeting Wonder Woman's family. So Charles Soule, who's writing this, is doing a great job of mixing the date and the romance stuff with the action-y stuff. Here's my big question about this.
So they talk
about Doomsday has been trapped in the Phantom Zone. Superman knows who he is. Wonder Woman does not know who he is.
Yeah.
They stated very specifically, and I'm going to just put on my nerd glasses for a moment, which
You've
I always
never
laugh.
Taken them off.
Yeah, I always wear 24/7. They said when the New 52 started that pretty much everything that you thought would happen, all the big events had happened, including Doomsday killing Superman, that Superman did die at a certain point. So you would think if Doomsday killed Superman in front of everybody that Wonder Woman might know about that.
Well,
she's
you know
got a
how
lot going on.
When you,
you
meet
know?
Someone and you don't quite... remember all their history, and it's
right,
like, hey,
right.
where did we meet? Yeah. Oh, now
didn't
we're
dating. Didn't you die
I think
a while
this
ago?
Is a little bit of a gaffe. I feel like they've decided to ignore that and just kind of change things, and Superman did never die.
Well, that's another thing that's sort of frustrating about the New 52, one of 52 things, you could say, is that it's hard to know what actually happened with any character.
Right.
Right.
Even the Batman issue that came out this week, it's like, wait, what? And there's Poison Ivy, Pamela Isley is not Poison Ivy. And it's 0 year, but it's like, what is happening? Who's at what point?
Right,
it's just
feel
all
like
very
I
confusing.
I just saw a Poison Ivy origin that directly contradicts that origin.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it must be editorially, how do you juggle all of these people writing all of these origins all the time for all these characters? How do you make sense of that?
Right.
It's very difficult, but it's something that you need to do when you're rebooting your entire line.
Also, I'm going to say a very stupid thing when it comes to a comic book. I feel like Superman and Wonder Woman have no chemistry.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And it is funny, though. They're being very shy with each other, which I like. They're, like, sort of very, like, tentative.
Sure.
But you're right. They all there seem like, what do we have in common? Well, we punch a lot of stuff and we fly around.
Right. Yep. Both have dark hair.
Yep. That's enough to build a romance. Right, guys?
I would like
right, guys?
To say, nope. I would like to say I really enjoyed this issue.
Oh, you weren't saying with us. I get it.
No.
But there was just like a couple weird things that kind of tripped me up a little bit where like she was like, my arms are broken. I can't move them. And then like a page and a half later, she can.
Well, she heals up.
Yeah, she heals real fast.
Yeah.
That's like minutes. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fine.
What we should do is a little bit of an experiment. We should break your arms and see how long they take to heal.
I would like to see you try.
Ooh.
Jesus.
What if we broke your heart and see how long it took?
You've already done that. When you got engaged, you son of a bitch.
Wow. Jilted. That's a jilted Jedi art over here.
It's all coming out tonight.
Well, Pete, maybe if you were a little better with your Jedi work around the house.
Oh.
Your honey.
You come home at all hours.
Yeah. And nothing's done. Yeah. The bed is made, which I don't like.
Man, total lightsaber battle going on over here.
Oh, man.
I like how I can tell who has which gender role. That's cute.
Well. That's it's funny. We didn't. That was just happened.
It just happened. Yeah, naturally.
That's what I call organic.
Hey, here's my pick: Thor, God of Thunder, number 15 from Marvel Comics.
Yeah,
based on the movie.
Based on the movie Thor: The Soft World. This title is great. It actually is tying in a little bit. There's a Malekith arc going on right now, where Thor and the
The
Nine Realms are all joining together to try to track down Malekith and stop him from destroying everything and taking over everything, as Malekith is wont to do.
He's
the
dark elf.
Particularly great about this issue, two things. First of all, Jason Aaron's humor shines through throughout. They end up in the realm of the Light Elves, and the Light Elves have a kingdom of enchanted forests and natural champagne springs and more gardens than there are stars, a kingdom of fairies and candy farmers, of mermaid lagoons and orchards the size of oceans, a place of peace and otherworldly wonder.
That's where I'm going on my honeymoon.
Yeah. You should check it out.
I love champagne.
It's Albin. I love it when you read to us.
Yeah, it's just wonderful.
This issue, great action throughout, but it's also very funny in the realm of the Light Elves. Light Elves take care of one of the Dark Elves by feeding them candy until they explode, which is kind of hilarious. Thor realizes his team is not working together. What he decides is, let's get everybody drunk. So they head to the Gingerbread Tavern and get drunk on candy ale, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I think that he can work in a big action story that's exciting with this ridiculous humor is great.
They drink rum. It's all like fruity drinks, rum and gingerbread gin drinks that makes Thor sick.
Yep, there you go.
And you had to like this because of the relationship-y stuff in there.
Well, it was a little of Thor's like, I'm wasted, and this dark elf lady who they're sort of having a thing for. They're mutually, they like each other's fighting styles.
Yeah. There was, I felt a little mixed about this scene, so later on in the issue, Thor's managed to win everybody else over by getting them all drunk together.
Yeah.
There's a really intense dark elf wizard lady who everybody wants to bed. They have a bet going who can bed her first. Thor heads
classic,
out, talks
just like
to her,
we do, to all the
and says, it's clearly getting drunk is not working on you. And she says, no, it's not at all. And he says, well, I have other methods in mind, and then proceeds to make out with her. So his method of calming her down and getting
diplomacy.
Her on board is by, you know, fucking her.
Whoa, Alex.
What? What was the pause?
I never
you swore. That was
he,
like the opposite.
Well, he paused and licked his lips in a really weird
way. Like
Oh, God. I don't even like seeing that. Oh, God.
It's a good thing you guys aren't at this live show because that is gross.
Yeah, I actually just licked the back of my head with my tongue.
Oh, that's a weird thing to even say. It's a sort of a weird romance. I also think it's weird. So as the issue goes on, they're battling in the land of the giants. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you think these giants are scary? Well, here come the frost giants. Would you like giants, but colder?
Well, the frost giants are notoriously bad.
Yeah. Because they're colder or because they live in ice?
No, because they're the ones
it's like
who are
how people from Canada are meaner.
Attack Thor, take over the Nine Realms as well. They're bad guys.
Yeah. No, I know they're classic bad guys, but when you've already beat all these giants and you're like, well, what about these similar giants?
They're tougher.
It's like they're like giants with leather jackets on?
Yeah, well, I did like the...
Yeah, they're Fonz giants.
Don't fuck with the Fonz giants, especially if you're jukebox. You're based in the jukebox.
I did like the joke where it was like, hey, too bad you drank that giant under the table. You could have used him.
I actually felt pretty sad. I mean, I don't want to spoil too much, but the giant character as part of their fellowship dies in this issue in a really sad, touching way.
Yeah.
He hasn't said a word throughout this whole thing, and then Malekith gets inside his body and cuts his brain up, and his last words are, I haven't finished.
They ask, why did you never say anything? Yeah. And he says, I was still listening.
I was still listening, yeah. Which I thought was really...
Yeah, it's really touching. I also liked the basic sort of mythological implications of having Malekith cut himself out of his head. Yeah. Out of a giant's head. I thought that was kind of cool.
The Greek mythology?
Yeah, Greek mythology and others. Kronos.
What do you think?
Sure.
You don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah.
That's it for the stats. All right, guys. We're going to move on to our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Yeah.
And in the Week in Geek, we have a crazy amount of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, it's over stuff.
A hella stuff.
Oh, West Coast. West Coast
there you
style.
Go. First thing to talk about, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
This was a divisive episode of The Walking Dead, which I was very surprised about. The governor is back. We are going back in time, as Huey Lewis sang. Huey Lewis?
Yep, correct. Yep. And
the news.
There you go.
Don't you dare forget about the news.
Yeah.
You guys are like my news.
I'm so sorry.
You guys are like the news.
Well, you're definitely like Huey Lewis.
Why? Because I don't use my credit card to ride the subway?
Rather strange.
Oh, man.
Walking Dead governor's back. We're seeing back in time what happens with him. What did you guys think about this episode?
I thought it was great. I love that they made a big choice to just flash all the way back to the end of last season and follow the governor, a very disliked villainous character. You get to get in his head. You see him. You see him sort of changing maybe. You see his interactions with different people. He meets this... these two women and this young girl,
all
the
right,
grandfather.
All right, enough of the shit. It was awful. It was a waste of time.
Why? Well, buckle up. You got one more episode of the same shit.
No, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Why do we have to watch a character?
My guess is we're probably going to have, up until the end of the season, we're just going to see the governor. And then
you think?
I think so.
No, fuck really? You. That would be awful.
I think the show's called The Walking Governor now?
Yeah. It's the governing the dead. It's about the West Wing. Except you're the constituencies. All
I will
yeah,
give
let's
it.
Let's have a shambling talk.
Yeah,
I will give it this. It is horrifying to watch somebody you know is a bad person, helping this family. Because I'm like, you're just gonna fucking.
He does
gut
good
them.
Things.
Yeah,
he
but he's gonna them. Gut them. He's gonna turn on them and
he
just rip them apart and eat their insides.
They're a replacement for his family.
Yeah,
that died.
Well, he's gonna kill him.
I don't think so.
I thought.
Oh, you think the governor's good now?
No,
like, he lost
so.
His mind,
hey, man,
he walked
you know,
around a little
when
bit.
When the world gets fucked up, complicated people make complicated decisions.
Okay, so it's okay for what he did before? You
no,
guys
it's
are
not okay.
Fresh
no,
start?
I don't think
just...
that's what they're saying. I think what was cool about the episode is he is
that none of the
same...
characters we like were in it? Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. I don't like any of those characters, so it was fine.
I like the governor.
I don't like the governor. Why do we have to watch an hour of that shit?
You really want to see Andrew minutes. Lincoln emote with his beard a bunch, and Herschel be like, I'm an old guy.
I'm only
Maggie,
getting older.
And then Joan
like,
Michonne
you,
gutting
Maggie,
some
Maggie
people,
like,
and it's worth it.
I love you, Glenn.
That's what the whole fucking All the seasons have been up until this point.
Yeah, it's a terrible show.
Oh, my God.
I actually think this season of Walking Dead has been amazing.
I agree.
I agree.
Love
you know what? For this
here,
last
here's
episode.
What I think is great, including this last episode, is there has been a sense of focus to the season that every single previous season has lacked.
Yeah.
Specifically on an episode-by-episode basis.
So now all of a sudden you're just going to start shitting on the prior stuff?
It was worse.
It was bad. It was
this
a bad
is very
show.
Good.
By start shitting, do you mean I have been shitting on it constantly?
You're constantly shitting.
I cannot stop shitting.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought this was a really good episode.
At all during the episode where you're like, oh man, I hope they show us what's going on.
No, I thought it was great that they had a sense of focus to just have the.
I need a vacation from those people.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been in jail with them, and there's been a sickness going around.
The only quibble that I had with it is I felt like it a little bit had the structure of the governor video game, where you start off the governor, he's kind of doesn't have any powers, he's lost all of his powers, ends up getting to this place, and they're like, hey, now that you're here, can you take just like a basic task to kind of explore your powers a little bit?
Yeah.
And he goes up to an apartment, finds under something under a bed, and then meets a zombie and learns how to kill a zombie
again. Plus five in zombie killing.
And then he goes downstairs again, and they're like, hey, that was great. While you're doing that, can you do this more complicated mission and go to the old folks' home and pick up some oxygen for us? And there's a bunch of zombies there.
Plus 10 zombie killing.
Yep. There, and they're like, all right, now we're going to head on the road, and it's going to be even more difficult, so there's going to be hordes of zombies.
Plus 15 in relationships with young people, plus 20 in having sex in a van with people around.
There it is. Her daughter was there.
Yeah,
that was weird. Gross.
Yeah. That was weird, because that's, I don't know what they thought when they were shooting it, but that was definitely the first thought for most of the audience, I think.
Also, does having an eye patch, like, does that affect... sex at all?
Oh boy!
What is that? Did you?
Is this
ask?
A? Are you thinking? Are you thinking of getting one?
Well, I'm just saying, like,
you adding it to your sexual play.
It makes you better at it.
Sexier. I'm just saying, I wouldn't wear my glasses during sex.
You wouldn't, or
I kind of wanted him to take off the eye patch.
Guys, we
just gross.
Oh my God!
What? Why would you want him to take the eye patch?
It was rude.
You always take the eye patch off last. I think.
Yeah.
What kind of, why was that going on in your head? That's so weird.
You take it off at the same time you put
it
on the condom.
On the face, all over the face.
A lot of eye patches can be used as condoms.
I didn't know that.
Alex, what we learned about you today is that you take your glasses off when you have sex, which is great news for all you fans out there.
Do you? Leave?
I actually put a pair of glasses on, even though I have perfect
vision. Do you?
Yeah.
So you look smart while you're doing
it. I like to be a Clark Kent in bed and a Superman in my
Yeah.
He's a real Clark Kent in the bedroom. Yeah, don't shake your head.
You're just bumbling around.
Clark Kent in the bedroom? Sheets. Yeah, exactly.
Real clumsy.
Sorry, Lois. Oh, no, Lois.
I'm very mild-mannered. Always.
Are you always slipping up?
Always adjusting my glasses.
All right, let's move on, please.
Anyway,
I don't know about that, Perry.
All right. So I think we all agree. Shitty episode, but hopefully
it'll come. Great Caesar's ghost is what I say at the end.
At the end.
You're Superman in the streets, Perry White in the sheets.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Which Perry White? Lawrence Fishburne Perry White?
No, the old one.
That's pretty racist of you. Let's move on with some related news to The Walking Dead. It was announced or semi-announced this week that there is probably going to be a Preacher series on AMC.
Whoa.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Additional crazy news, Seth Rogen might be producing it.
Oh, okay.
And we all know he did a great job with Green Hornet.
He did an amazing job with
huge,
that.
Huge job.
Alex, don't say Preacher series and then Seth Rogen without the title first. Of whatever part he's playing.
Seth Rogen will be doing the lights and bringing the coffee to the set of Preacher.
Well, what do you guys think about this? I feel like Preacher on AMC is sort of a best case scenario.
Yeah.
Well, I would.
For the series.
I don't. Would HBO be better or Showtime or something like that? HBO already passed on it years ago.
HBO passed on it. I think. Yeah, they can't completely go. They can't completely.
Yeah,
because
that's the thing about Preacher. It gets pretty crazy.
But AMC definitely has pushed the envelope with all of their series, and having a slightly beardy, conflicted dude is right in their wheelhouse.
Okay.
So there you go.
I think it's great. I think that will be a good show on their network. It'll pair well with Walking Dead specifically.
Yep.
Here's the real question. What is the Chris Hardwick hosted post Preacher show going to be?
Oh, man.
Yeah, preaching to the choir?
Oh, Preacher feature.
Ooh, good, 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 good. Does it have to be a pun?
Yep.
Preaching.
Also, I want to mention in a related topic, thank you so much to Chris Hardwick for your Nerdist Network and allowing us to be a podcast on
that
network.
Well, that's no insult. It's amazing that every show on AMC, they want him to
host. Yeah, they're doing it with Doctor Who as well for the 50th anniversary. They're doing a pre-show and an after-show.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested for that, it should be called Look Who's Talking, which I thought was kind of a
thing. Oh, that's great.
All right. Another little
and
bit
John Travolta does the voice?
Yeah. They don't actually, nobody talks. It's just Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, geez, Doctor Who.
What's puberty?
Oh, man, I want to get some milk from those.
Yeah. Look Who's Talking Now.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the dogs.
Another little bit of news. This came out right before the show. Amazing Spider-Man might be getting a new title. It might be called Amazing Spider-Man Rise of Electro.
Great.
Whoa.
Ooh.
So what do you think? I mean, obviously, we love movies that where things rise.
Oh, yeah.
The Dark Knight.
Rise of the Planet of the
Dark Knight?
Dark Knight Rises.
Yep.
The rising, Rise of the Lycans.
The rising ocean tide because of environmental damage.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? Does
think
it
about
need
it.
That title? Does it need to be called Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Well, we've all fell in love with all the set photographs of Jamie Foxx as Electro.
Sure.
Definitely that.
Yeah, I that doesn't mean anything to me,
It still kills me that they called the first movie, which I hated, by the way, but they called the first movie Amazing Spider-Man, which I think great title.
Yep.
Call the second movie Spectacular Spider-Man.
Oh,
interesting.
Why not? That would be awesome.
That really
you want
be.
It to be right underneath it.
Sure.
The sequel.
Amazing Spider-Man 2, Spectacular Spider-Man.
yeah.
And then the third one is Amazing Spider-Man 3, Spectacular Spider-Man 2, Web of Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Whip.
The Tangled Web.
But seriously, Spider-Man.
I don't think. I think Rise of Electro, if it's all about Electro, he's a villain that doesn't have a complicated backstory, as far as I know. Maybe in this movie it's different.
Yeah, they probably rewrote the shit out of
but
it.
But his rise in the comics was he was just a criminal, I believe.
Well, in this one, I think he's sort of a, shall we say, dark mirror of Peter Parker.
Ooh.
A scientist who gets too close to some science and becomes electric and cool.
Gets too close to some science. Never get too close to science.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He worked at an astute audience member, just said that the Electro worked on electrical wires and was struck by lightning and given so many electricians
I miss those origins. I feel like they're too complicated now. Back in the day, it was like, oops, fell in some toxic waste. Now I have squirrel powers.
Well, I hate that so many origins revolve around I was working in Norman Osborn's lab. Darndest thing, I was bit by something weird. Or darndest thing, this weird made-up science thing happened. When I agree with you, something where it was just like, whoops, I tripped in a puddle that was strange. Or like, I like that it was more accidental as opposed to...
Has anybody ever done anything at the dawn of the Marvel Universe, everybody got powers that way and then something changed with that?
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of a cool story, right?
Yeah, that's...
Where it's like, wow, toxic waste doesn't ruin people anymore.
It's just bad for people. Yeah. Well, and also just fewer accidents are happening. It's all very much more deliberate.
Yeah, they actually have a gigantic sign over the Marvel Universe that says 0 days with no accidents.
Yeah. I want to know why so many other astronauts go into space and they're like, oh, man, just regular when I landed back on Earth.
Not a mad wolf?
No, some sort of, because that was a real ticket to ride for a long time in the Marvel Universe. Go into space, you come back fucked up.
Yeah, with powers.
Cool. Another little bit that came out today. Apparently there's going to be a Wolverine director's cut that's going to be released on Blu-ray. There was a showing in Los Angeles with an extra 30 minutes of footage. It is a hard R Wolverine movie, according to people who have seen it. Lots of blood, lots of swearing, lots of Wolverine fights. Peach has made a jack-off motion here.
No, not a jack-off motion.
Whenever he hears the word Wolverine, he wants to masturbate.
Jesus Christ, you're an asshole. No, it was a fist pump. I'm excited.
Are you popping your claws right now?
Yeah,
excited? You don't like Hugh Jackman.
No, I thought it was – I didn't really like the movie, but if you give me 30 extra minutes of nonstop gore and fighting – Hell yeah.
They CGI'd Hugh Jackman to be 2 feet shorter.
Oh, thank God. Finally.
Well, that's your big quibble with him, that he's too tall.
He is too tall. And too well-spoken to play Wolverine. Yeah.
Too well-spoken. He is an actor.
I am the Wolverine.
You want something more mumbly.
Yes.
Well, what do you think? I was not a huge fan of that movie. Do you think 30 minutes of extra footage is...
Well, what's great is I'm just going to go to the 30 minutes.
A lot of movies are just too short and make too much sense. So I'm sure the extra 30 minutes is going to really sew it up.
Cool.
Does anyone know how long the movie was before?
Hour 30. 15 hours, 16
yeah,
hours.
It was, I think it clocked in at about a million forever. So I actually didn't think it was too bad. I thought the movie was all right. Yeah,
I have curious to see it just because I read a review of it that said it's the best superhero movie of all time. The director's
That's crazy.
Cut,
that seems like a stretch. It was written by Wolverine himself, James Logan.
The character came to life, wrote a review that died.
Like, please see my movie, bub.
Another thing going on the other side of the fence, it was announced that the first two appearances of Grant Gustin as the Flash on Arrow have been so well received by the WB that they're not going to do a backdoor pilot by having him appear in the 20th episode of Arrow, but instead they're going to go right to pilot for the series. So what do you guys think? Are you excited
Are we jumping into Pete and Alex's Arrow corner?
We're not quite there yet.
Oh, there's more Arrow news?
This is about the Flash. The other thing that's going on that came out of this is not only are they excited enough to jumpstart the series, if you will, but apparently they like Grant Gustin as the Flash enough that they want him to make a cameo in Batman versus Superman 2, Justice League, Everybody Is In This Now.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
They want this guy on this.
Yeah.
Is it good? Did you see it? Have you seen these episodes?
I haven't seen these episodes, but I love Arrow now.
Yeah.
I leave for a week and you love Arrow?
I love it.
What other CW magic have you pulled over his?
Rain.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, it's a show.
I mean, I haven't seen it. I love The Flash, though. If they can pull off a Flash series,
you do love
I would
Flash.
Love to see
it's,
that.
It's weird. It feels like they're moving in the right direction because they also had they put up pictures from, I think, the 11th episode of Arrow where he gets a mask. It's taken a while for him to get a costume. But
Arrow?
They're really building a lot of stuff in the DC universe. It's very strange. We haven't talked a whole lot about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on the show.
Uh-huh.
But Jeff Loeb said this thing where he doesn't want Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to be an Easter egg farm. So they specifically held back on a lot of Marvel Universe stuff. Meanwhile, Arrow is like, we are all in. We got the Flash. We got Black Canary. We got Hive. We got Argus. We got Suicide Squad. Amanda Waller. Everything is going on.
Yeah.
I think that's why the episode was so that's why it was the best ratings, because Amanda Waller was in the last one.
I know. A huge fan base. Let me ask you, are there such things as Easter egg farms?
Well, here's the other thing that I was thinking about, because Jeff Loeb said that to me, and in my head, I was like, I would love to go to an Easter egg farm. That sounds great.
Wait, Jeff Loeb? You were hanging out with Jeff Loeb?
Yeah, me, Jeff Loeb, and Neil Gaiman.
Son of a bitch!
What a weird
Jeff Loeb was back at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, you guys all went skydiving, or... Or you're a three-man...
Did you tell Jeff Loeb we said hello?
You're part of a four-member bobsled team? Is that...
We're actually looking for a fourth for our barbershop quartet.
Oh,
good auditions.
Yeah. good night, my Coney Island baby.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. I am not usually good at singing, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that was actually pretty excellent.
Well, I'll see you at rehearsal. How's Loeb's singing voice?
Pretty bad.
Is the Flash still pretty fast?
I don't know. He hasn't showed up yet.
Well,
he hasn't showed up
he
yet.
He should
so
have
I'm
if he's
sure.
fa- if he's fast enough.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
I feel weird because we accidentally got into Pete's Arrow corner through a little bit of back door there.
Yeah.
Back door, like
and
a back
I actually
door
got to talk about Arrow a little bit. So,
did I say Pete's Flash corner? I meant Pete's Arrow corner.
Yeah. Is there more Arrow news? Are we done?
Yeah, there is, actually. There is more Arrow
highest
news.
Rated.
If you really want to know Arrow news, the last episode was the highest rated ever. I told Pete that before the show, which is kind of crazy.
People are finally getting on board.
Yeah, and the rumors are that not only do they want that Flash in Batman Superman 2, Batman versus Superman, but they also want
Arrow. Oh, sorry,
Arrow's.
That's all the time we have for
Pete That's Alex it for the Week in Geek. Thank you. All right, we're going to kick it over to Pete for trivia.
All right.
Woo!
Guys, this is the part where we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you for showing up. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like a chance to win $25? Yes, you first-hand up guy.
Amazing.
Come on up here. sir, grab that microphone. What is your name?
Thomas.
Thomas, audience. Audience, Thomas.
Yay!
Hello, Thomas.
Yay. Thomas, so this is the $25 that you're going to win.
Maybe.
Definitely.
So how this is going to work is as long as you've read every comic that came out this week, you should be fine, all right?
I'm
going to ask you a question about a specific comic. You get the answer right, go 3 for 3, and you will win. All right.
You seem very unsure about that, B.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. Question number one. Thank you, Boothman. In Walking Dead number 116, it's an all-out war, by the way. I don't know if you know that. What did they shoot the shit out of? Is it A, windows, B, zombies, or is it C, disco stew? So it's either A, windows, or it's B, zombies. Don't pick B. Don't do it.
A?
A is correct.
Nice.
They did.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Disco stew.
In Batman number 25, which was surprisingly a little bit of a letdown, who busts Bruce Wayne for talking trash about the Gotham police? Is it A, Lucius Fox, B, Jim Gordon, or is it C, Chief Wiggum? So it's either A or it's B. B.
How about B?
B is correct.
Great. Yeah. Really read
Lieutenant Gordon. Here we go. Last one. In Manifest Destiny number 1, it's actually pretty good. We see Lewis and Clark come across blank. Is it A, monsters, B, ghosts, or C, Kent Brockman? So it's either A, monsters, which would kind of make sense in a weird way, or B, ghosts. Don't pick ghosts.
That makes sense. And go for monsters.
Yeah. Monsters is correct.
$25 free.
Congratulations, Thomas.
Yay,
congratulations.
Thomas. Great pickup.
Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is new comic book
day. We all know that.
We all know that. I don't know why I say it.
Yeah, it's weird.
But we all know it.
We all know it.
We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Samurai Jack number 2.
Yes.
This is a fantastic kind of picking up where the animated series left off.
Is it a kind of picking up or does it pick up?
Well, no, because it's a completely different kind of.
Oh, okay.
It's the same feel.
Specific,
it wasn't like, you know, there was a leftover kind of story arc, but it's its own thing.
Kind of story arc or a story arc?
I've actually been rewatching the TV show recently. Very good.
It's amazingly good.
Very good.
Yeah. And this comic is also fantastic. I can't wait to read it.
Great. I've been truly looking forward to, for a number of weeks, Afterlife with Archie number 2.
What?
By Robert Aguirre-Sacasa, if I don't know if that's how you say his name, and Mr. Francavilla. So good. So good the first issue was. I'm very excited for the next issue.
Yeah, it was great. If you haven't picked it up, it's a zombie story set in Riverdale, and it's crazy dark.
It's crazy dark. It's an ongoing series. Roberto has talked a lot about how this is going to – has all these, like – it's going to be such a long series. There's all this great mythology he's building, all the characters, bad stuff's going to happen to them, but it's going to expand out of Riverdale into the larger world. It's going to be great.
Awesome.
I'm very excited.
I'm looking forward to the fifth Beatle is coming out tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
With,
Vivek
J. Tiwari on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that, so I didn't get to read the book. So I've been hearing nothing but good things, and I'm very excited to check it out.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited for that as well.
Cool. Yeah. Anything you guys want to plug?
Wow, that's the first time you've ever really asked us.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like you truly asked.
Check out Justin's Marriage. That'll be coming soon. That'll be exciting.
Oh, a lot of great number one issue.
Yeah, do you guys
I hope it doesn't
yet?
Drop off. Apparently, I didn't know this. When you get engaged, all you talk about is your marriage for a long time.
That's it.
Until it happens.
That's it.
So,
do you know what you
mean
talk
your
about
wedding,
after
not
you get married?
Your wedding, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
After the wedding, all you talk about is kids.
Yeah.
Okay,
then you're like,
kids,
because people will come
about
up
is
to you.
Death.
Cool. Yeah, you seem great.
Pete, anything you want to plug?
Friend us on Facebook so you can hear about all the amazing guests that we have on the show. We don't have any guests, so I'm just pointing at you,
just
Alex.
Today.
Pete points every time he says that, and he's supposed to be like, these guests are amazing. Every time the guests are like, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah, it's unsettling.
It's so funny.
It's unsettling always.
Thanks for making that awkward now, you son of a
bitch. Oh, yeah.
Bitch.
I made it awkward.
He's painting a picture for our listeners at home.
Okay,
or
great.
We're at work or wherever you live.
In the car, in the shower.
In great basement. Time to listen, in the car.
Yep.
Or while you're running around working out.
Oh, didn't we meet someone who said that?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Mr. Scott Eckert is probably listening to this on a run right now.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Don't trip. You can also follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com, nerdist.com for the podcast and more. A couple of people we want to thank. We want to thank our fabulous interns, Iman Bell, Tom Radar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, Riley Trahan. We also want to thank Boothman!
Boothman!
But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. in Fontanus. Please tell your friends. Good night!
Thanks, everybody!
Good night!